Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Now, we have a lot of kids here this morning. So for the kids, I want you to imagine something with me. Imagine you're walking down the hallway at school and someone shoves you really hard. Your books go everywhere. People are laughing. Your face turns beet red and you turn around and it's that person. You know, the one who's always has something nasty to say to you, the one who glares at you every time you walk into your classroom. You feel the anger rise in your chest. Your fists are clenched, and everybody you wants to get back at them to say something that will make them feel as bad as you do right this moment. What do you do? Now, for the adults that are here, you may not be walking down the hallways at school anymore, but the feeling is the same. Maybe it's the coworker who keeps undermining you every time you turn around, or the family member who has nothing nice ever to say, or the person who just this morning cut you off in traffic. No matter our age, we all experience moments when someone wrongs us and we have to decide, are we going to strike back? Or will we choose a different path? Well, that's where we meet David today in the first reading. He's been hunted like an animal by King Saul, who's jealous of him. And now David has a perfect chance to take revenge. Saul is sleeping. The spear is right there. And David could have ended it all right then and there. But he didn't. He walks away. That's tough, right? It's completely against what we feel in the moment. And then we hear Jesus say in the gospel, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. That's tough. That's tough, Jesus. Are you serious? Love the people who hurt us? That doesn't make any sense. But think about it. What happens when we fight hate with hate? We get more hate. What happens when we fight fire with fire? We get a bigger fire. Now, I know some of you are probably thinking, okay, does this mean that I just let people walk all over me? No. Jesus isn't saying to be a doormat to the world. He's saying to be different. Choose mercy instead of revenge. Choose to be like him. Choose radical love. Imagine a world where people actually lived this out. Picture walking down the street where people looked out for one another instead of pushing each other down. Smell the fresh baked bread being shared by neighbors who used to be enemies. Hear the laughter of people who wouldn't let go of grudges, and feel the warmth of a hug from someone who once held anger in their heart, and taste the sweetness of peace over bitterness. We don't have to look far to see what happens when people don't choose love. Just turn on the news. Wars break out. People tear each other apart online. And even in our own communities, people hold on to grudges like they're some kind of trophy. But imagine what would happen if more people chose mercy instead. Imagine if instead of hitting back, people chose to heal. Think about the people in your life who are just very hard to love for whatever reason. Have you ever been forgiven when you obviously didn't deserve it, or at least you didn't feel you deserved it? How did that feel? That was probably amazing. Imagine what could happen if you responded with hate with love this week. Would it change your heart? Would it change someone else's heart? What does it mean for us as followers of Jesus to actually live this out? Now, here's the best part. We don't have to do this alone. Jesus isn't just telling us to love our enemies. He's showing us. On the cross, when he was crucified, he looked out, and what did he say? He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He saw them the way God sees them, with mercy. And here's the really good news. That mercy is for all of you and me, everyone. Jesus loves us, even on our worst days, even when we mess up so bad we shouldn't be loved, even when we fail. Think about that. When we goof up so bad, he still loves us. And because of that radical love, we can love others too. So here's my challenge to everyone. Kids in confirmation, we kind of talked about this a little bit this morning. This week, choose one way to love like Jesus. One small way. Maybe it's forgiving someone who doesn't deserve it. Maybe it's for praying for that one person who annoys you so much. Maybe it's your little brother or sister. Maybe it's a coworker. Maybe it's stopping gossip instead of spreading it. Someone comes to you with gossip, you just stop it right there. Whatever it is, let's do something radical and let's love like Jesus loves. And I'll leave you with these words from St. John of the Cross, who said, "Where there is love, where there is no love, put love, and you will find love."